you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Patronize the advertiser here on the radio stations or the stream of the podcast. You can also get hold of us through the email. You got some emails, Todd?
Tip your trash man.
Do that, yeah.
This is Brandon. I think he's out of Omaha. Actually, his profile says he lives in Fremont, Nebraska.
All right.
Shows me a picture of an automated side loader, ASL truck.
Yeah, Todd's fascinated. Todd's like a kid looking at a dump truck.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It's like a new Tonka truck pulled up beside my house.
Yeah.
Life-size Tonka truck.
Right.
I drive alone, no sidekick. I have to get out and pick up the extra garbage myself.
Okay. All right.
And our buddy Jorge, who we talked to yesterday, he's in Wichita.
Wichita trash man.
The automated side loaders are not job killers. They're just more efficient for running the routes in the city. We still have rear loaders.
Oh.
Where they have two-person teams on it. They're mostly used for running rural routes where the side loaders can't drive on rainy days.
You picked me at rear loaders.
Right. Now on to the freezers. This is from Reed. One of my friends is in charge of
purchasing. Danny's checking in, too,
by
the way. Well, what he identifies as.
He identifies
as a trash man, too.
As a handle of Tito's.
Right. No, you do. He identifies as Tramadol. You identify as a handle of Tito's.
Apparently, he's lumping us both in the same category.
Yeah.
Todd and I identify as a handle of Tito's and Tramadol.
Right.
Actually, he's the Tramadol lover.
And you're the Tito guy. Yeah. Stay away from Tramadol, Todd.
I have been.
Okay.
Haven't had any Tramadol in about 5 years.
Good.
One of my friends in charge of purchasing for a small hospital, he sent me a photo last week of a freezer he got that will hold 44,000 doses of the vaccine.
Cool.
It'll go down 95 below.
All right.
They got four of those freezers. He said they ordered them months ago.
Yeah, they have been ordering the stuff.
As they aren't available today, all of the drug companies were telling him to order them, but a lot of places took the wait-and-see approach. He obviously did not. So any hospitals that don't have the capability, it's their own fault.
Well, some rural hospitals don't have the money for it. And the current administration is killing rural hospitals.
And this is Mark. I think it's Mark. Are the new freezers bulletproof? Asking for a friend. I will not shoot your... Because it's not my house.
No.
Unless the fridge is in my house, I don't shoot it. As a rule.
Yeah. It's a good rule to have.
That fridge was breaking and entering. You had
That's
to.
That's right. You had to.
Tyler tweeted a picture out of Odell Beckham Jr.
Walking backwards. Hashtag walking backwards.
I'd like to see him... Not grab the...
Well, he's coming back from a major injury.
Yeah, and that was like a month ago.
Yes.
Okay.
He blew out his ACL.
Yeah. It's not you now.
But he needs to start working on not holding
the
handles.
Tell Odell Beckham what to do.
I will.
When it comes to working out.
I'll tell him.
Have some doctors telling him what to do right now, and he should probably listen to that.
It really would work better for your balance.
You don't want
to
fall down.
Holding on to the... once you get used to it.
All right.
Once you get comfortable, let go of those handles and start slow. I see he's going pretty slow.
Yeah, he's got a messed up leg.
But that's good.
I know. It is good because he plays for the Browns. Oh, Nick's here. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
How you doing?
I speak for all guys with messed up legs, messed up knees.
Football today. I know. You're thinking, hey, it's Wednesday. Of course, if it's Wednesday, it's Wednesday afternoon football on NBC.
Hello. It's going to be intense.
It's been happening for years. What are you talking about? 2:40 kickoff Central. 3:40 Eastern.
Do they have a special theme song for Wednesday afternoon football?
We're going to find out.
I think it's Travis Tritt.
Yep.
And by the way, I did find out.
Let's hope, Nick.
You don't get human melatonin tonight. It's Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth.
You mean today?
Or excuse me, today.
That's because it's a big game.
Because I saw Collinsworth tweeted out a picture of like from his hotel room, And it just said, day five of Ravens Steelers.
Oh, you probably never left Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't call
it. I don't think they did.
They probably didn't leave Pittsburgh.
Well, he probably can't go out to eat or anything.
No, probably not. Pennsylvania's pretty hardcore right
probably
now.
Probably got there on, like, Saturday.
Right.
And it's just been sitting there ever since.
Right. Yeah, but he can get the takeout. What's your famous Pittsburgh sandwich?
For Manny Brothers.
What's on that?
Whatever meat you want on there, then they put fries and coleslaw on top of it.
Yeah,
the and fries it's all in the sandwich.
The fries go in inside the buns,
and so the so's a coleslaw.
Is it bad that that's like the main reason I want to go to Pittsburgh?
You know what? It looks really good. Amazing. They've been selling. I've been seeing people try to advertise these as Pittsburgh sandwiches in other places. You could make one, but nobody's better than Permane Brothers.
Yeah,
right.
It's been, I mean,
oh, puss,
that place
amazing.
Has been on all those, like the Andrew Zimmer and all those travel
it's
shows.
It's an amazing sandwich. And they're actually starting to get more of them in Pennsylvania now. Somebody finally got the syndication rights.
Yeah, but they haven't caught on nationally.
Well, I guess it's their name.
Yeah, all those.
I've seen Pittsburgh sandwiches before.
Okay.
There's all those regional dishes.
Right.
That it's
never
just,
catch on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that city or that area, but it never goes any further than that.
Yeah, but everybody's got the Philly cheesesteak.
True,
you can get those anywhere.
You know, come a guy for the.
But they're not the same, right?
No, they're not.
Look, I didn't even grow up there, but when I had an authentic Philly cheese steak sandwich in Philly, it was different.
It is different.
Do they use the cheese whiz?
You can get them.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, it sounds
excellent.
But
see, when you're there, when in Rome, you know?
The cheese whiz.
Eat it
like the locals eat it.
Can't we have a real cheese? Is that an option?
Yeah.
You're eating a
provolone.
Philly cheesesteak. This isn't about health.
What about Tyler said.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Get me a healthy cheesesteak.
Damn, now I want one now.
No,
I want that. And
you may not.
That's not on the menu.
No. God, Todd. Sometimes we just eat crap to eat crap.
Can I have the diet?
Like it.
Can I have the diet cheesesteak?
Get out of here, pussy. Yeah.
They slap
that'd
you
be a half cheesesteak.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, a quarter cheesesteak.
Yeah. One bite.
Dr. Mina sent some to us in dry ice.
To you?
Yes. After my dad passed away. It was so kind of her. And it was like the best thing I've had in a long time.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Go ahead, Craig. Now I'm hungry. Damn it.
Kansas beat Kentucky last night by 4.
My Jayhawks.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm bandwagon.
By the way, I did tune in a little bit yesterday afternoon. It was
Maui Classic.
Maui on the mainland.
Isn't it funny, though?
Calling it.
The court says Maui all over it.
Yeah.
I think the coaches should have wore jerseys, and they didn't. Excuse me, Hawaiian shirts. I didn't see a Hawaiian shirt.
Do the whole nine.
They should have, yeah.
What is happening to all these cheating programs? I mean, Kansas should be in jail. Arizona should be in jail. USC should be in jail.
I've heard stories that pretty much nobody cares about basketball scandals anymore.
Apparently not.
They don't.
Well, it's just a given?
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's right, Todd.
No, I think.
Obviously, I'm joking about Kansas because my daughter's going to go there, but go Jayhawks. but the fact is, I've read stories about it's the biggest thing that nobody talks about in sports. I hear Levitard talk about it all the time. He said, apparently nobody cares that anybody could do anything they want to now in college basketball, and nobody gets fired.
Louisville got punished.
Well, they did.
But nobody else.
I think it stopped since then, you know?
Yeah, they don't
seem to
care.
I mean, guys lose their gig. The guy in Wichita lost his gig for slapping a dude around, which you can't do. But, you know, giving the guy some money to play for you, apparently that's allowed.
That's
right?
All right.
What was Self's crime? I forget exactly. I know we have a lot of Kansas basketball fans listening to this program. But Self did some stuff, but they ain't touching him, you know?
But I think the guy in Arizona offered somebody some money.
Yeah, he did.
He was connected with.
Yeah, he was on an FBI wiretap.
Right. Yes.
They had, like, the FBI was involved.
Yeah. Basketball coach.
Yeah.
How
could the FBI be doing that when they're busy fixing elections? I heard the FBI is involved. I heard that yesterday. From this dude here.
Big, massive dumps.
That dude said the FBI is involved.
Yeah, and Maria Bartiromo couldn't. Couldn't call him on it.
Because she's an idiot.
Couldn't ask the question like, oh, the FBI is involved in election rigging. Do you have any evidence?
No, she can't say that.
That would be the logical question.
We lost a listener during the break, Puss. What do you say quickly?
Oh.
Somebody called Puss. Listen to this, Nick.
Oh, he'd been listening forever. Love his show. But guys, Biden lost.
Okay.
And I'm out. And I went, okay.
I'm surprised he hung on this long.
Yeah, I am too. I guess the rigged election finally did it for him.
Well, I'm just not going to argue with people that aren't dealing in reality.
We have to all deal in the same
thing.
I'm
just like, okay, bye.
Yeah. All right, so we
spun
around.
I see you laughing on the camera sometimes. I think you're laughing at, like, with what people are saying.
No, he never is.
It depends. It depends.
There is a different look. I've seen it for years now.
Yeah, there's genuine laughs, and then there's, ha ha ha, okay, thanks.
I mean, can he even
Did he try to convince you?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even going to get into it.
Yeah, right.
Is there anywhere you can go now, like radio-wise, that will say, Biden lost?
What do you mean?
Probably like the Proud Boys podcast.
Oh, Biden lost.
Alternative.
Oh, wow, you, Todd, you're up and down. You listen to the conservative station in this town. I never turn them on.
They all seem to acknowledge that Trump lost this election.
Oh, all of them do?
Yeah.
Okay, you tuned over
to even Limbaugh.
I'm surprised.
Has admitted that Trump has lost this election.
How about the local? Well, the local boys just follow Limbaugh, so that's all that matters.
And Fox News, they reported the facts that Trump lost the election. I don't know where these people go.
Parler.
That's it.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to get the echo chamber?
Right. Somebody retweets. Somebody's actually on Parler, and then they're retweeting out what they see. So we all get to see it. And somebody, some journalist retweeted, apparently on Parler, they think Bill Barr is a deep state guy now that came from the Bush administration.
Oh, that's
because
right.
He hasn't agreed with there's no fraud. So he thinks now that Bill Barr.
All the other stuff he's done.
Yeah.
To help the kiss Trump's ass.
Yes.
Yeah. All the other illegal stuff he's done to kiss Trump's ass. Right. Now he's deep state Bush.
And who is the guy?
That's what
it's got to be exhausting.
So Barr says, no, I can't find any evidence. We didn't find any evidence election tampering at the Justice Department. And then somebody said it was a Republican congressman.
Yes, right.
Where is the evidence that there's no evidence?
Right. That's a Jake Tapper hammer.
Oh, my God.
No, that's...
you have to give us evidence.
Right. That's not on you.
Well, I thought they were saving all the evidence for the Supreme Court. Isn't that how it works? You just go right there.
Oh, that's right.
Dump everything on their
that's
steps.
That's right. What do you do there?
Big, massive dumps.
All right. Joe America.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Oh, we're talking about food. I knew you called. What's up, brother?
No, I didn't hear that. I was walking by the radio, and I know I heard Mike say Biden lost.
I said that, too.
I think I did say that. I think I did say
that. So that's all you needed to hear.
I know you did.
Holy moly.
I love you. Joe, I love you no matter what. You know that, brother.
I love you too, brother.
Yeah, all right, see you. All right.
Mine's not as unconditional.
Joe is my unconditional conservative friend.
That was a verbal pat on the head, by the way, Joe.
I know. That was, I love you no matter what.
He just petted you on the head.
No, he petted me
through
on
the radio.
No, he just heard the context.
Every 4 years, we pet each other on the head.
He just heard the comment out of context.
He did.
And he heard Biden lost.
He did.
So that's all he needed to hear.
Right.
That'll get him through the rest of the day.
It will. It will.
That and sausage.
Creighton beat Omaha handily yesterday. Nebraska beat South Dakota Coyotes by 7.
Creighton was on the list of cheaters, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the one guy.
Yeah.
Was some shady recruiting, right? Right.
I don't know if there was FBI wiretaps involved there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're on the list of cheaters.
Wichita State playing ORU today at 6. You can see that on ESPN+.
That's Oral Roberts, right?
Yep.
Not Anal Roberts.
Wichita State missing 5 scholarship players and 3 walk-ons. They're all in quarantine.
Oh, man.
Who's the coach now?
Interim head coach Isaac Brown.
Duh.
Confirmed that they're going to play with just 8 total players tonight.
They're all thinking great.
And Sunday.
We get a lot of time.
And Sunday as well, they're just going to be playing with 8 as they play Missouri.
That's end of bench guys getting to play during the games. That's good
these
for them.
I think these are mostly the starters that are still playing.
Oh, I thought you said the 5 scholarship guys are out.
Well, there are.
A lot of scholarship guys on basketball teams, right?
I heard something. I think it was Tom Izzo from Michigan State last night. He was saying, he's like, look, we're intentionally going to try to work in the guys at the end of the bench more to get them some more playing time in anticipation of losing guys later in the season.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And today,
good thought.
today.
Today's only one day. It's Wednesday night football in the afternoon.
The Oregon Ducks are going to be playing the Missouri Tigers.
And where is that?
In Omaha.
Yeah. That's our buddy Dana Altman, who used to coach Creighton for years, in case you listen out of the area.
So they decided to meet halfway. Where were they supposed to go?
Well, there was a whole bunch of things. They were supposed to be out in Connecticut.
Right.
And that didn't work out. Then they were going to be other places. And then he said, hey, maybe we can play Creighton. And so they were thinking about trying to do that, and that didn't work out. He said, well, all right, how about we just play here then? Okay, you can play here. Who's going to come play us? And Missouri's close. You come play us.
That's cool. Is that on TV?
I don't know.
It's got to be. All these games are on TV. You can find anything on TV. Oregon's got a good basketball program.
Fox Sports.
Got it. All right. But what time is that?
8 p.m., yeah. Probably 7 p.m.
Okay, because Steeler game will be over.
ESPN has a bunch of that, too.
The Steeler game will be over by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it says 8, but that's probably Eastern time. I'm not 100% sure.
It always is, right? 2:40 kickoff time for us.
Central time.
Central for the Steelers, yeah.
Are you letting your kid get out of school early?
They're online today.
Oh, perfect.
Because they're online a week after Thanksgiving because of the COVID.
So can he watch?
Remember the global pandemic?
Yeah.
I think his school wraps up around 2:45.
So on a deal like this, let's say that we would have to be involved in some sort of thing like this. Are the kids able to say watch a game in the corner of the screen while they're pretending to be in school?
Well, they don't have
to. What's to stop them?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
If they got a TV on the wall behind the laptop.
Well, that, yeah. But then, not everybody has a monitor and a TV in
their children's bedroom. Both my daughter and my son are home now this week for that. But they're
but
on their laptop.
On his laptop.
But he looks at his phone. He would watch it on the phone.
So he could easily watch it on the phone.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad it doesn't start till after the
game.
Or
he could plop his laptop in front of a TV.
Right. And that.
Oh, no, no. You just look at your phone. Because why look at my 75-inch screen?
That's just silly.
That's just stupid when you can look at the phone.
Yeah, he's not old.
Exactly.
Right. Or stand in front of one of those hallway TVs that you got.
He's got one in his room.
Well, if you hold the phone up to your nose, you get the same ratio as sitting 8 feet back from a 75-inch screen.
It's true.
You want to rock?
Is it?
I do want to rock. I shared this yesterday. This is so good. And there's a lot of videos out there that aren't that good, and you look at them and go, why'd I waste my time? But I decided to give this a shot. And the preacher's name is that Copeland guy.
Ken Copeland.
He's a horrible dude.
Horrible dude.
But somebody put some heavy metal guitar to one of his rants about COVID, about go away COVID. And it's an amazing rock song. I'm telling you, this would be a hit on the metal charts.
Because he speaks very rhythmically.
Yes.
And the
guy that put the guitar in it is amazing. And the video shows the guy split screen on the guitar jamming.
What's her name? Jonathan Cain's wife. She spoke very rhythmically too.
Paula White. Crazy bitch, right?
Somebody
because we have
in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Man, I'll tell you what. If you watch it too, the speech is not edited at all. That's how he does it, and the guy just took the riffs and put them over top of it. Isn't that amazing?
It's wicked.
Yeah.
It's such a great song.
Thank you, Reverend.
Yeah.
It makes me want to say, "Stand by for Shinedown."
This guy does this. He puts these things together like this. This is not the first time he's done this.
And remember Copeland a couple of days ago, even before this, I love how he demands COVID go away, and then in the middle of that whole speech, he goes, "With a vaccine." You notice that?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he does say, "I demand the vaccine," instead of saying, because he was basically saying Jesus could take away COVID.
Right. And then he believes that.
Yeah, but in the middle of a speech, he just goes, "With the vaccine."
Then he switches.
He switches totally. It's like, we'll probably need a vaccine, too. And we need science for that.
Well, if that's how you're going to do it, I guess we'll let you do that.
Copeland is the guy, the other one ready to go. Well, we won't play the whole thing to the other one. But
sometimes Jesus comes to us in the form of a vaccine.
That's right.
It's just weird how he just pivots right there. Vaccine, we need that.
And then there's this. You may remember this from the other day.
Yeah, he reads about... when Biden won the presidency, it's kind of like the guy just called Puss. Copeland laughs at the crowd, as his crowd, when somebody says Biden won the presidency.
Oh, same dude. This is the ha.
Same dude.
Yeah, same guy.
We won't play the whole song, but you'll get the gist.
The media said what? The media said Joe Biden's president. Ha, ha, ha.
I want to go see that guy live now.
I do. With all the guys sitting beside with a guitar.
Yeah.
Well, once we get the vaccine, Nick.
I love that.
Antunes, Antunes.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.